Most teachers spend hundreds of dollars out of their own pockets for school supplies, and now some teachers' unions are urging them not to spend that money at Walmart. Last week, local unions held rallies urging a boycott because of Walmart's labor practices. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Michael Bank works as a counselor for special needs elementary school students in Delaware. He spends his own money on extra supplies, everything from stickers to molding clay. In the past, he used to buy some things at Walmart, but not anymore. Today, he's out with his toddler, Benjamin, who's helping him pick out Post-its at a Staples in Wilmington.
Okay, Benjamin, you see any colors you like? What color should I get?
Yellow.
Yellow? Okay, I can get yellow.
Banks Union, the Delaware State Education Association, is urging its 11,000 members to stop shopping at Walmart. Among other things, the union cites Walmart's closing of a Canadian store this year after it became the only unionized Walmart in North America.
What happened is I started reading in the newspaper about their anti-union stances, how they treat their employees. If I'm not happy with a store or their policies, generally I will not shop there.
But when it comes to Walmart, teachers' unions are not in total agreement. The National Education Association, the nation's largest, does not support a boycott. One reason, in smaller towns, teachers may have no place to buy cheap supplies other than Walmart. The American Federation of Teachers backs a boycott. Because of Walmart's size, President Edward McElroy doubts it will put a dent in the company's sales.
But what it will do is educate people about precisely what happens when they go in and spend their dollar in Walmart, as opposed to spending it in an Aunt Bessie's corner store or in an employer who provides decent wages and health care benefits to their employees.
Mona Williams is vice president for communications at Walmart. She says the boycott is really just designed to help other unions, like the United Food and Commercial Workers, who've tried to organize Walmart employees for years without success. She also says Walmart is trying to make back-to-school shopping affordable. She says one of this year's specials is a box of crayons for 25 cents.
The millions of American parents and teachers who rely on Walmart's low prices know who's putting kids first and who's just playing politics.
Walmart gives millions of dollars to schools each year and supports parent-teacher associations. Some teachers really appreciate it. Tom Short works as an assistant special education teacher. He lives in Dover, Delaware. Short doesn't like Walmart's policy towards unions, but he doesn't support the boycott either. Short works with mentally and emotionally challenged students during the summer. Walmart has hired several of them to stock shelves and run cash registers.
I've seen these children blossom and just come alive. And when they've gotten their paychecks and all, just to see their energy and the wonderful way that they just look at life now, the self-esteem. And it's all basically been because of the opportunity that Walmart has afforded them.
Short says that when teachers think about Walmart, they need to look at the whole picture.
I can't just look at the one side because they are doing good for my kids and the kids in our district, and that's what's most important to me.
And even if Short did support a boycott, his wife Monica wouldn't. Sitting in their living room, Monica points to all the things she's bought at Walmart, from mini blinds and curtains to couch pillows and a TV. She says that without Walmart, she couldn't afford all these things on the couple's tight budget. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.